This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I come bearing good. No, I come bearing quite exciting news, in fact, about the American housing market. It comes in the form of the monthly Case-Shiller Home Price Index. And I'm going to violate one of the key rules of doing business news on the radio right now and just read you a bunch of numbers. I don't want to, but sometimes the story says you gotta, so here we go. Home prices in the 20 cities that Case-Shiller tracks were up 9.3% over a year ago. That's the biggest bump since 2006, back in the day, as they say. And more to the point, the trend seems to be going in the right direction. For the first time in 8 years, all 20 cities had higher prices for 2 months in a row. So the economy has that going for it, at least, no matter what else you hear out there. State budgets, meanwhile, are bouncing back from years of financial crisis and recession. There's some new data out from the Census Bureau that says state budgets are back to where they used to be, pre-recession levels. There's the first one. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more now on how that money's being spent.
States collected nearly $800 billion last year. That's the highest level ever recorded. The recovery of state budgets has been fueled by increases in state income taxes, sales taxes, and real estate taxes.
Our tax revenues have finally recovered their pre-recession levels.
Fred Church is the deputy budget director with the Ohio Office of Budget Management. The return to pre-recession levels has allowed the state to spend money on programs that had been cut during the recession.
In this budget, we were able to put a significant amount of money back into K-12 education.
And much like other states, Ohio is using its budget surplus to repay the state's rainy day fund.
We'll probably bring the rainy day fund up to its target level of 5% of revenues.
Ohio also hopes to take advantage of the budget surplus and lower state income taxes.
You can look at states like Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Minnesota, Massachusetts that are looking at making different types of tax changes.
Todd Haggerty is a fiscal policy analyst at the National Conference for State Legislators. He says that depending on the political climate, some states are using surpluses to lower taxes, while others are using the revenue to restore services.
Things are improving. They're at a stronger spot than they have been in previous years. We're just not seeing the robust recovery that typified previous recoveries.
Haggerty says it only took states 1 or 2 years to get back to pre-recession levels in both the 91 and 2001 recessions. This time around, it's taken 4 years. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.